This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves energy development roadmap, paving way for generating 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. Construction of substation and transmission line of projects in Mersangdi watershed area completes. Power produced from the projects to be brought to Kathmandu. Annapurna region sets record with 244,000 foreign tourists in 2024, marking highest visitor numbers in history. And 10 people killed in U.S. city of New Orleans as vehicle flows into crowd. Now the news in detail. The government has approved the Energy Development Roadmap. The Council of Ministers meeting held on Tuesday approved an action plan to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035, based on a proposal from the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadgar said, with the approval of the proposal, all types of models have now been opened for investment in large and new projects. The roadmap has paved the way for projects to be built by the government, including domestic and foreign investment and all forms of hydropower. Energy Minister Kharka says the target is to invest $46.5 billion for the overall development of the country's energy sector by 2035. The construction of the substation and transmission line for supplying electricity generated from projects in the Mersangdi watershed area to Kathmandu has been completed and is now operational. The 220 kV substation located in Abu Khairani Rural Municipality in Tonawe has been completed. This substation utilizes gas-insulated system technology. The substation, part of the Mersangdi-Kathmandu 220 kV transmission line project, was energized and brought into operation on Tuesday. With the activation of the substation, the 82-kilometer-long Mersangdi-Kathmandu transmission line is now fully operational at a 220 kV capacity. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Gisingh stated that the new transmission line will enhance the voltage stability of the country's integrated electric system, ensuring a more reliable, adequate and high-quality power supply. The government has heightened measures to reduce the risk of mpox, also known as monkeypox, following two recent cases in individuals returning from Saudi Arabia. One patient has been discharged after treatment, while the other remains under care at the Infectious Disease Control Hospital in Teku. Dr. Prakash Budathoki, spokesperson for the Health Ministry, has assured that necessary precautions are in place after the detection of new cases of mpox. Dr. Budathoki urged the public to follow health guidelines, including wearing masks and maintaining physical distance. Meanwhile, Health Minister Pradeep Podel visited Tribhuvan International Airport to inspect the measures in place to combat the mpox threat, ensuring safety protocols are followed by all airport and airline personnel. The Annapurna region, a renowned destination for adventure trekking, saw a record number of foreign tourists in 2024. A total of 244,045 tourists visited the region last year, with 132,000 coming from South Asia and nearly 112,000 from other countries. According to Dr. Rabin Kadaria, chief of the Annapurna Conservation Area Project, it is the highest number of visitors the region has ever seen. It marks a significant increase compared to 191,000 visitors in 2023. The Annapurna Circuit Trek, featuring iconic attractions such as Annapurna Base Camp, Mardi Peak, Gandruk, Manangs, Tilichu Lake, Thorang La Pass, Upper Mustang, Muktinath and Godepani in Magdi remains a major draw for both domestic and international visitors. The region is celebrated for its natural beauty, rich biodiversity, mountain life and cultural significance. 4 years ago, Lonely Planet, the international travel site, ranked the Annapurna region among the top 10 most visited destinations globally, while CNN included it in their list of the 23 top travel sites for 2023. The Bandipur Visit Year 2025 has kicked off from today. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal inaugurated the tourism promotional campaign in the historical town Bandipur in Tanau district today. Surendra Thapa, people's representative in Bandipur, says the campaign aims to bring in 100,000 tourists within 2025. A two-day package has been designed for the visitors to visit places including Bandipur, Chimkeshwari, Manakamana, Gurkha Temple, Liglik Kot, and revered poet Bhanu Bhakta's birthplace. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परी चिंता की ना कर दे
नेपाल टेलीकॉम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग लीडे
जहाँ भए परी पाउनु होस हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस डेटा चलाउनुस संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकम को इंटरनेशनल रोमिंग सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*15 *7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकम को एप बाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Podel has administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed 5 ambassadors to various countries. In the oath-taking ceremony held at the office of the President in Sital Nivas today, President Podel administered the oath to the newly appointed ambassadors for Portugal, Malaysia, South Africa, Belgium and Denmark. Prakash Murray Podel, the ambassador to Portugal, Dr. Netra Prasad Timal Sena, the ambassador to Malaysia, Professor Dr. Kapil Man Shrestha, the ambassador to South Africa, Seva Lamsal, the ambassador to Belgium, and Sumnima Tuladhar, the ambassador to Denmark, took the oath of office and secrecy before the head of the state. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. 10 people have been killed and 30 others injured after a vehicle drove into a large crowd in the U.S. city of New Orleans. The BBC cited NOLA Radio, the Emergency Preparedness Department, at saying that the incident happened around 3:15 local time. Reports from witnesses which police have not confirmed say that the driver then began firing a weapon. The incident came towards the end of New Year's celebrations in New Orleans. Russian natural gas exporters via Ukraine to several European countries have been halted after Kyiv refused to renew a transit deal that expired on Wednesday. Ukraine had warned that it would not renew the 5-year transit deal amidst the ongoing military conflict with Russia. According to Al Jazeera, Ukraine's energy minister said in a statement that they stopped the transit of Russian gas, adding that was a historic event. He further said Russia is losing its markets as Europe has already made the decision to abandon Russian gas. Russia's energy giant Gazprom said gas exports to Europe had been halted from 8 a.m. Moscow time as the transit deal had expired. Gazprom said in a statement that due to the repeated and clearly expressed refusal of the Ukrainian side to renew these agreements, it was deprived of the technical and legal ability to supply gas for transit through the territory of Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to mostly fair in the hilly areas of the country. There are possibilities of partly cloudy to mainly fair weather in the mountainous regions of the country. And the weather is likely to remain fairly fair, mainly fair rather, in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet approves energy development roadmap, paving way for generating 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. Construction of substation and transmission line of projects in Marsangdi watershed area completes, power produced from the projects to be brought to Kathmandu. Annapurna region sets record with 244,000 foreign tourists in 2024, marking highest visitors numbers in history. And 10 people killed in U.S. city of New Orleans as vehicle plows into crowd. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.